The Gemara is the sugya of Baal Chayiv, Mafreyu Gaiva, Mikanal Arbohu Gaiva. The Gemara brings a machlekes, Abayin and Rava. When a Baal Chayiv, a Malva, is Gaiva the Nechasim, does it go back to the Mafreyu that it was always his from the time of Alva? Or do you say Mikanal Arbohu Gaiva, it's only his from the time of Nikviyah? The Gemara went to Shteltsu, this Shaila by Chametz. That's the Pshat in the Mishnah that the Nachri, which is Hilvis Yisrael Chemtzai, the Nachri lent the money to the Yid, and the Chametz was a Mashkin, Acha Pesach Mutabana, why? Kislam Afreyu Gaiva. And since the guy was Gaiva the Chametz, it's Lam Afreyu his by Pesach, and that's why it's Mutabana. And Yisrael Shilvis and Achel Chemtzai, Acha Pesach is also Bana, because since the Yisrael collects it, you say Lam Afreyu Gaiva, and it will be his. And according to Rav Fakert, since you say Mikanal Abba'u Gaiva, so if the Nachri was Hilvis Yisrael Chemtzai, so then the halacha is that it's also Bana, because it didn't yet belong to the guy. And the Yisrael Shilva Nachri Al Chemtzai would be Mutar Bana, because it didn't yet belong to the Yid. As Azai L'chayr comes out from the Gemara. Now the Shaila is, the Gemara says, what's the Svaras HaMacholikas of Ayin Rava? Gemara says, if the Leiva was Makdash, or the Leiva was of, and then the Kuli Alma, the Malva could be Tarif, and we'll get to that why. And Machlekes is, what's the din if the Malva is Kaddish and the Malva is of it? If the Malva before he's Gaiva is Makdash it or sold it. Abayin says, I'm afraid you Gaiva. So since it came the time it didn't pay, the Gloim Wilson, I'm afraid the Mikara Bishus Avakai. So you see that Mikara originally was considered as Rishus, Vishapur Akdash, Vishap is oven. And the mail of the Hekdesh and the Mechira that he made before he collected it works because it was his L'mafreya. And Rava says, no, Mikana L'bohu Gaiva. Because Kevin Dilu Havale Zuzef and Mesalik Le Bezuzik. Since had he had money, he would have been Mesalik. Yishtakak the Hashtag Hakani. So that now you see that he's kind of now. So Yishtate the Gemara. So there are a few shaylas like this. First of all, the Gemara didn't explain what Taka is the reason of Abaya. What's the Pshat? Abaye says, since it came to time and didn't pay, so you see L'mafreya that it was always B'shusekai. Why? You made a Shibut, you didn't make a Kenyan. You didn't make a Kenyan, you made a Shibut. Didn't belong to the Malva, had it belong to Malva. The Malva never was Kenyan. The Malva lent money, and this field is Meshubut, meaning it's set aside, there's a Shibut, there's like a Schuz Gviya to Begay V'dechayv. How does it become Islam Afreya? The Gemara learns the king that's like a Sarab Shuta. Since it's mat the zimloy parisi gloy muslim afraid the mikar b'shus avakai. How? It didn't explain why. Why is it mikar b'shus avakai? Elam, are you going to say that goof was the upmach, which the gemara is a little chasif from the gemara? That was the upmach. That if you don't pay, so it's my mikar. Didn't say that clearly. So what's Rav's svar? Rava says, since he is matzil l'salak lebezuzay, ishtakak nashdekani. Smasher Rava also holds of a bayis svar. Come out like the svar pshut to Islam Afreya ugoiva. Nah, I came this man in a bay. So ishtakak gloy muslim Afreya, that it's his. The mikar of ishus avakai. Why? And if there's such a svar, it's vice, it's Rava also held to that svar. Now Rava says, but I see not that way. Why? Because see, since if he wanted to, he could have been Mesalak lemezuzay, ishtakach d'ashtigakani. Why? What's the raya? If for some reason you say it goes to Mafreya, so a lot of times you have it today. Something's mitli tali v'kai. If you end up collecting, say the Mafreya was always yours. And if you don't end up collecting, say the Mafreya was never yours. What's the raya? Because it could be Mesalak lemezuzay, ishtakach ashtigakani? That's a raya? Yaman of Sheikh. If you Taka gave it to him, if Taka is an upmach that you mean to give it to him from before, so what's the raya from the fact that he can masalik bezuzi? Elamayim, hechatesi should be Islam Afreya. So why did Rava need the svara that since you can masalik bezuzi, shtakach, that the hashtu the kakani? Right? What does he mean? So what's pshat? The Gemara explained the svara for Abaya. Abaya says, since it came the time, they didn't pay, so you see, then I'm afraid it's his. Igloi Muslim, I'm afraid it's his. Rabbi says, no, since he could have always paid back the money, so you see, it wasn't I'm afraid his. What's the svar said though? Missing a vessel time, what's the svar said though? Now, in Ikedin, I'm afraid who gave him, we find Taisa says above a Kama Daf Lamed Gimel that even according to Abaya, that the hektish of the malva works, but the peiris of the sada, he's talking about a shor. He's talking about if you have a shor that was mazik, it's a shor tam, and you say lemafeyu goyve, it could be goyve from the shor. So if he was makdish it, so the hektish first is chal when he collects it. The shvach that happened beforehand doesn't belong to hektish. Same thing with the sada lechayr. That's what lechayr would be. Right? Abaya says that if the malva was makdish it, so it works. But the peiros until he is gave it belong to the leiva. And Slamas, even if he's not makdish, it doesn't sell. Lechayr, who gets the peiros until he's gave it? The leiva. The stipler writes, it's the Chayim of Furshi Gemara. It's the Gemara by Metziah Daflam and Heim and Beis. There, it's discussing from when do we say the Malva eats the Peiris? In other words, when is the Gviya Chal? So the Machlekes Rabbah says, when he gets the Shtar, that Bezin says it could be Gaiva. And Abaya is the one that says, I'm afraid you're Gaiva, says from the time that they signed the Shtar, because Eidah Bechsum of Zachalai. You see, Mefurish, even when you collect the Karka, the payers are only from the time that he's zeich in the field. The shah of the other Gemara is, when is he zeich in the field? Abaya said, from the time they signed the shtar. But you see, before he signed the shtar, the leiva gets the payers. So what's the shah? Lemafreyu gaiva means it was his lemafrey. So why doesn't he get the payers right away? Chayre pella. Elamai, you can also say that that was the das, that he should get the field right away, but the leiva should keep the payers until the shas gviyah. He's like Mashiach himself, the payers till the shas gviyah. Rav Shimon Shkab says in Rechaz Kiyanim, he can't say that's a pshat, because Taisus in Bava Kama was discussing by Hezek. There never was a Shibud. The Shibud came by Karchai. They never agreed to a Shibud. And still we say, Lamafreyu Gaiva, and still we say that the Shmach of the Shor belongs to the Mazik until the Gviya. L'chari Manavshach, if it's his, why doesn't he get the payers? If it's not his, so what's a pshat that he can be Makdashit? So this already teaches you, L'chayra, that Abaya is not saying it's really his. Abaya, Stipler says, the Marshal, Tzim Chavav, the Stipler says, the Pshat is, it's not really that it's his. He has like a Kenyan Mashkin. He has a Kenyan Legavina. It's like, is it his to collect? But what's the Pshat in that? It's like a Mixus Kenyan. What's the Pshat? I have to understand what that means. Is it his or not? If it's a Mixus, his. So what's the Pshat? It's his that he can make a Chalos Hekdish, but it's not his, that he doesn't get the payers. How do we understand that exactly? Stiebel doesn't explain it so well. And also another thing with Shver is like this. By Chametz, the Gemara says that Mefreyu Gaiva is telling Chametz both ways, both the Kula and the Chumra. This I can understand. If a Yid lends money to a guy, and you say Mefreyu Gaiva, so it's not really his, it's just he has like a Kenyan Gavaina, he has a Shibud, he has a Chatzi Kenyan, whatever the case may be, but that's good enough to be chayiv and bal yiroh. But how about the other way? When you have the yid, the guy lent money to the yid. The chametz belongs to the yid. You say lemafreyu gaiva. The gemara is mavur that it'll be mutter ben also mafreyu gaiva. But why? It belongs to the yid. The payers belong to the yid. The shvach belongs to the yid. Now the guy has a kinyan in it. He has a kinyan mashkel lemafreya. How is that enough for him? How would that be enough to patter that he wouldn't get Bal Yira? L'chaira, in order to say that the Yid's not ever Bal Yira, L'chaira, you're going to have to say that the guy is a Kenyan Gomer in it. If the guy just has a Mixus Kenyan, he also has a Mixus Kenyan. So you should have Bal Yira because of his Mixus Kenyan. Chaira Pella. Here's the Kasha. If the Mafreyu Gaiva means it's Mamish his, so what's if Shad the Levi eats the payers? Elam Elam Afreyu Gaiva means he has a piece of Kenyan, a Schus, a Shibud, a Kenyan Mashkin, whatever you want to call it. That could be enough to Mechayiv and Bal Yira. That would be enough if a guy has such a Kenyan that the Yid shouldn't have Bal Yira. It belongs to him. Lechayiv very shver. Nachar Kasha, as if Shimon Shkark Redzais, how about a problem of Breira? Befrat, it's not only a question that you don't know if there'll be a Gavaina. Lechayiv, let's say there's a lot of fields, and they ends up collecting one field. You say, that field, the Mefreya was his. Why? How do you know he didn't collect that field? Maybe he collected a different field. Why isn't there a problem of Ein Breira? If you hold Ein Breira, you don't see Hovrad of the Mefreya. So for Shas Meis, we don't know which field he's going to collect. We actually didn't know if he's going to collect altogether. But we certainly didn't know which field he's going to collect. Why isn't that a problem of Breira? So these are the kashas. The kasha is, what's the svar of l'mafreid v'goyim? The gemara sounds like it's like a pasha to svar v'goyim. What's l'mafreid v'shusei v'goyim? What's the svar? Why didn't Rav like the svar? The gemara said the reason is because you could be mesalik mezuzei. Mesalik mezuzei means it can't work l'mafreid. It could be a tanai. If he gave the zuzei, it works. If not, not. Why is mesalik mezuzei right that it doesn't work l'mafreid? What's the kinyan here? If it's a real kinyan, so you should need the payers. You see, you don't need the payers. Elamai, it's not mamash a kinyan, so what is it exactly? Why does a hektish work if it's not mamash a kinyan? So a kinyan mashkin is out. And why does it work for chametz? Bishlam between mechayiv you and bal yira. I understand the mixes kinyan krosi mechayiv you and bal yira. But when the guy has the dimlam afreid of chapati from bal yira, what's the pshat? And why isn't it a problem with braver? These are the kashas. So Reb Shimon Shkop, he has a kunches called Mereches HaKinyanim. It's printed in the Chedusha of Shim Yudah Kayin Chelek Dalet. He has a thing called Mereches HaKinyanim. And he has a few prokim on this sugya. Starting from Yud Aleph to Yud Gimel, he discusses to answer all these kashas. And the Yisayin Adavar is like this. He has the Yisayin. Rav Shimon Shkop says the Yisayin that you could be Mechalik the Bailas of the Chayfiz, just like you Mechalik Labi Schuyas. You could say, it's my dekel gabe de peiris. You could say it's my dekel gabe de peiris of a certain year. You could be mechalik sklius. The Gemara talks about you could sell a chayfetz gabe a certain sklius. You can have a shutfis, and one shutf has certain sklius, and the other shutf has other sklius, and each considered a bayom gabe their sklius. There's a run in Masech Nezadarim in Perek Hashuv in the fifth Perek. That any time there's a shutfis, that a shutfis means that whatever I'm using my field, and whatever you're using your field. Now the pshat belongs to both of us. Each one has the field for our uses. As Zaktiv Shimoni is saying, that who would then lagabi the time of the chayfetz, you could split it up. That you have the chayfetz lagabi this time, and I have the chayfetz lagabi another time. He explains a lot of Gemaris about this, a sugya v'acharech, a lot of different sugyas. That there's such a thing that I'm kind of right now the future time of a chayfetz. I'm kind of the chayfetz to have it at a future time, and that's a din kinyan the chayfetz now. The pshat is the chayfetz tells sich the different times. This time of the chayfetz is yours, that time in the chayfetz is mine. A gemalde gezach. So yitain is that shibud. And Abai and Rava both agree with that shibud. Shibud means that I'm already giving up the chayfetz eif gevayna. You have a schus gevein in the chayvitz, that means the chayvitz after gevein is already yours. Not the pshat when it comes to gevein and something changes. I already own the chayvitz, the time of that chayvitz is schus man in the chayvitz for after gevein. That's Rav Shimon's yisayit. And both the Abayi and Rav are masking to that. That's the pshat and Abayi l'mafreyu gevein. Because if you already have a time in the chayvitz now, if that's going to be behechrich that it's yours, so that's a kinyan now. You could sell that, you could transfer that kinyan. That's why the mechira and the hekdesh work. Even though you don't own the chayfetz now, because you don't own the heintika time of the chayfetz. You own the future time of the chayfetz. So who gets all the rights to the chayfetz now? The one who had it, the bailim. The leiva. The malva owns the future of the chayfetz. But if the malva is definitely going to get the chayfetz in the future, that kinyan of the future he has right now. That's his. It belongs to him. He could sell it. It could be makdish it. But then what's going to be kaddish? Whatever he had. He had the future. So the future is going to belong to the mal, to the lekech. The hektish, the future is going to belong to hektish. The now, he never had it. Right? That's the aside. So that's what Abayi means l'mafreyu gave. When you gave it, the pshat is you always had the future of the chayfetz. But Rava says no. If the pshat was you definitely have it, so that's already a kinyan now. But if the pshat is we don't know if you're going to have it, and the leiva could decide if you're going to have it. If the leiva pays money, then you don't have it. So that means that it's not yours, behechlet. It could be, it's going to be yours. But it's not yours, behechlet. That, according to Rava's pshat, it's not called discussing in the chayfetz. A schus which you can't necessarily get, heisishkin schus. Abai says it is. Lamaisi never paid. So Kumtes always had the schus. Rava said no. Since he had the option of paying, so Kumtes is not considered you have a schus. Mamish gevaldik meduyik in the Gemara. The hanocha is, shibud means, I have that time in the chayfetz. But not the pshat, I definitely have it. I might have it. If you don't pay me, I have it. So Abai says, okay, but you didn't pay him. So good. So come to us, you didn't pay him. So that means you always had it. Rabbi says, no. But as long as you have an option to pay, even though Be'etzim you have the schus time in the chayfetz if you don't pay. But as long as he has an option to pay, that's not called the din. That doesn't give you a din schus in the chayfetz. That's the lamdash of machalikas of Ayin Rav. So Meir, that explains it very good. Avanda, legabe, using the chayfetz and that avanda belongs to the leiva. It's totally the leiva. Because you only have the shpetadik at time. But the transference, the kaddish malva, the zavin malva, that's the pshat. If that's considered yours now, if you add that in cashness, you can give it to someone else, and now he'll have the future time, in case he doesn't pay. Now, Shengi Rava says, no, as long as the leiva can mess you up, it's not cool you have it all together. Now, why isn't it totally in Breira? So, Shimon says, very good, as he says in Simon Yigimel. Since Breira means when you have the chalais, and it's not clear, Shnei Lugin Shnei Asulahafresh, I'm making two Lugin Chuma, not clear which ones, this two Lugin, that two Lugin, all Breira is that way. I'm making a chalais, it's not clear, it's the chalais here, the chalais there, we don't know. Here, you have a schus in all the fields. Not Breira. You have a din schus in all the fields. So Rava says, since you have that din schus, you can collect all the fields. Whichever field you collect, that you had no time. You had a din schus, you had no time. If it never came to fruition, so good. So come days, you never ended up with the schus. But whatever came to fruition, then it had the whole time. Abayu holds it, even if it could get messed up, it's not considered you don't have it. So really have it. If it got messed up, so good. So then, Igloya Muslim, I'm afraid you didn't have it. For Kol's man, you were able to collect it. That's not very rare. And Meili explains the Chametz also very good. He said, the Pshat is, if you have right now on Pesach, a din future, that you'll have this Chametz in the future, that's a Kenyan in the Chametz. That's a Kenyan Chametz. So Meili, you have a Bal Yirah. You have a Bal Yirah. So Meili, the Chametz is Nesach. Mashen came when the Yid owns the Chametz, and the guy has the din future, the guy has his man in the Chayfetz for after Pesach. So it's interesting. He says, Enechanam, the Yid Taka be ever Bayra. He'll Taka have to destroy the Chametz. But the Chametz won't become Asavana. You know why? Because when the guy possesses the Chametz after Pesach, that he takes the Chametz after Pesach, that din he had the entire time. He says it's like this. Let's say you have a shutfis, a yid and a guy in a chametz. So whatever schusim belong to the yid become asabahna. Whatever schusim belong to a guy don't become asabahna. Because the guy had a bailus of those schusim. So when the guy has the time for after Pesach, so the after Pesach never becomes asabahna. That was always the guy's. The after Pesach of the chametz belonged to the guy on Pesach. So the after Pesach doesn't become Asavana. It's Gevaldik Meduyik, I think. If Shimon doesn't mention this, the Gemara never discusses if the Yid is over on the Chametz B'Shas Pesach or not. The Gemara never says that Nachi Shehilves Yisrael Al Chemsay Einay Eivu B'Val Yiroh. Doesn't say that. It says Acha Pesach It's Mutav Ana. Einay Chinami B'Shas Pesach the Yid is over B'Val Yiroh. But you can't ask the Chametz for that. Because the after Pesach of the Chametz of after Pesach, that was always the guys. That's of Shimishkov Shtikl. Gevaldik Shtikl in the whole Sugya. Now, all this is talking about the Etzim Sarv, the Mafreyu, Gaivim, Mikan, Lebo, Gaivim, and what the Gemara means that when it's Kaddish Malva, Vizamin Malva, that according to Abaye works, because he could transfer his dinim in the Chayfetz to Hektish or to someone else, and that future of the chayfetz will belong to the lekeach will belong to hektish. But the Gemara starts off kohecha de aktish leiva v'zavan leiva kulam leipliyi da'asa malva v'tarif asim malva upar. That's what the Gemara says. That if the leiva was makdish it or the leiva sold it, so everyone agrees the malva could collect. Now, according to Abaye, it's lamafreyu gaiva. So it's very simple. If the leiva was makdashit, but the leiva never paid, so lemafrei, it belonged to the malvus. How could the leiva sell it, or even be makdashit? It never belonged to him. It belonged to the malva all along. But according to Rava, it says, mekanel abba geiva, what's the pshat? Why could the malva be tarif? Why could the malva be park? So pashas lo neinichanan. Avanda, according to Rava, they say, mekanel abba geiva. So avanda, when the leiva sold it, it's sold. It belongs to the lekech. When the leiva is makdashit, it's hektish. It belongs to hektish. But the pshat is that the malva still has a schus to be gaivit from the leiva. he still could collect it. In other words, the shivud means I have a schus to be goyim. If you don't pay me, I can take the nechasim. Even after you sell it, I still have that schus to take it from the lekech. That's a pshat, right? And all and kol ateri kul and shivud nechasim. The pshat is the leiva sells his karka to a lekech. The reason why the malva could take from the lekech is not because the lekech wasn't kainit. The reason why the malva could take from the lekech is because this din the malva has, if you don't pay me, I get the nechasim, applies even after you sold the nechasim. There still is a shivud nechasim. So that would be very good by selling it. But how would it work by hekdesh? How would it work by hekdesh? How could he take it from hekdesh? The Ma'aseh says hekdesh. He has to be paid it. Hayim afkir the hekdesh. And Rashi brought a memra of Rava, hekdesh chamas u'shichem afkir midei shibud. That if someone, if a leiv is makdesh it, it's mafkir the shibud. Ida Gemara here says, no, that if it's makdesh leiv, so the malva can get it. So Rashi says in the chilutin, kedushas haguf and kedushas damin. If you makdesh it, that the guf itself becomes kadesh, and like a carbon, so then it's mafkir midei shibud. If it's kedushas damin, that only the value is kadesh, like beder kabayis, so then the malva could take it. What's the chiluk? Doesn't explain. So he says, Gemara l'ketayz in Gidin, nafmem and medeis, he says like this. He asks his kasha. Kasha v'ein etam. If it's considered b'shusah shel oiva, right? So even kedusha is dam shemefkim v'dein shibud. If it belongs to the oiva, so the oiva is makdish. Once you're makdish, too late. It's hekdish. Elamite, not considered b'shusah shel oiva. So even kedusha aguf shouldn't work, right? Like a bayit holds the mafreyu v'goiva. So the oiva, it doesn't belong to the oiva. So the chayy can't do kedusha aguf either. So the Rishon says like this. Rav was the one that said, Hekdesh chametz v'shichem efkim v'dei shibud. Rav is going l'shitasei that he says here in Kol Shah, Mikana l'abo ha'gaiva. This Taisa says in Gidin Ahmem in the days. So Mela is Mikana l'abo ha'gaiva, so Mela l'leiva can make a Hekdesh, he can make a Kedushas aguf, because it's considered his. So what's the pshat he can make Kedushas damim? Because Kedushas aguf works, that once it's Kedushas aguf, there's no opinion. There's no way to make it Eis Kaddish. So that's it. The Shiva can't work. Masha'en kain kedushas damim. Zag tesis like olim kayach hektish mikayach makdish. And kaven the yeshla pidyon v'ruil afkia. So that's why it could become afkia. Because since the makdish had no way of stopping the malva from getting it if he doesn't pay the chayv, huadin hektish has no way of stopping the malva. It can't be better than the makdish. And he says, because since it is a din pidyon v'royal afkia, what's the pshat? So pasha pshat, as azeh l'chayah state mefurish in the ksais, simen kuf yud zayin oiz beiz, and Rabbi Chanan speaks about it, and Rabbi Aaron in the Dorim, simen tezvav, and the stiple and erich, and they all that kind of erich, the ikki yisayin is like this, that kedushas haguf be yisayin as a chalei sisr. If it belongs to the leiva, he could make a chalei sisr. Now it's true, the malva has a din mamon that he could collect it, since the leiva didn't pay it. Okay, he has his din mamon. But since he didn't collect it yet, so the leiva right now has a din, he could make an ektish. He could make a chalei on it. He could make a chalei sisr. Now, once he makes a chalei sisr, so you're right, you have a din mamon to collect it, but it's too bad. It's awesome. What are you going to do with the yisr? What do you do with the yisr? If it belongs to the life, the hikat shafa chalei sisa, the chalei sisa is chal. Once the chalei sisa is chal, what are you going to do? There's no way you're going to get yeshivat. Mashenkin, kedushas damim be yisayid as a din mamet, v'haraya. Because you could be paid it. So kedushas damim is a mamet, is the good thing. It's a transaction. Kedushas damim means that I'm giving it over to the rishus hektish, I'm giving the value, I'm giving the mamet to rishus hektish, din mamet. The yisa comes from the mamet. And that's why when you paid it, I could buy it from Hekdesh. I could transfer it from Hekdesh to Hedyot. I'm going to buy it. So here I never was paid it, fine. But the pshat is Hekdesh never really got the mammon. Because you can't give Hekdesh more mammon than you have. Kedushas aguf, which is a chalei sisr. We're not discussing can I give it more than I have. I can make a chalei sisr. Once there is a chalei sisr, what are you going to do? But Kedush is dumb in the pshat is, I don't make a chalei sisr. I'm giving it to Hekdesh. I'm transferring the mammon. You can't transfer more mammon than you have. So what does Hekdesh have now? Hekdesh has the field. But the malva still has a din that he could collect it. And that din stays. Where's the pidyon? Pidyon is just to be mafkir the mammon. But here, the Hekdesh never had the mammon. So Melech Mufka, that's the pshat in Taisus Agidin, Daf Mem. Gevaldik pshat. But Rashi here sounds like he's saying something completely different. Rashi here, on Laman HaMedbez of Ramaskol, Kulei Amalei Pligi, he says the reason why the Hekdesh and Mechir doesn't help according to Rava is because even though it's Shaloi of the Leiva, but since the Mushkan on the Malva, it's not Bishusai. There's a din, Ishki Akdesh is Beisai, my Beisai Bishusai have called Bishusai. Kabshut the Rashi means, is the Gemara of the Kamad Daf Samach Tes, Gozov le Nisyayu Shu Baal Mshnei Min Yechayel Makdisha, Zelefi Shena Shaloi, Vizelefi Shena Bishusai. If somebody owns something and someone steals it, so the Gazlan can't be Makdisha, it's not his. But the Nigzel also can't be Makdisha, because it's not Bishusai. You need Bishusai. You have to be able to have the power, to have the Rishus over it, has to be in your possession. Here, the Leiva belongs to him, but the Malva is a Schus Gviya. That makes it Ois Bishusai. So that's why his Hekdish and his Mechira can't be Chal. So, the Gedalei Achroinim understood Rashi Kipshutai, and had a lot of different kashas, and they say Yishuvim. The Ksais, Simon Kufiyat Zayin Sifkat and Beis, he says like this. He says, I don't understand. If it's Eime Bishusai, so even if the Malva doesn't collect it, the Mechira shouldn't work. Why is it only if the Malva collects it? Let's say he ends up paying off the Malva. So now Hekdesh gets it, and the Lekeach gets it. Why? Why don't you say Seine Bishusai? The whole Hekdesh shouldn't be Chal, whether the guy collects it or not. The Shivat makes it Eine Bishusai. So Zakhtik says, I'll tell you a pshat. Because let's say this asada which is a mishulit, which is a mashkin, and you can't be makdisha because it's not bishusa, it's a mashkin by someone else, and you say when I'm paid it should be hektish. So the Gemara says in Ksuvas Nafnan Tes the hektish is chal. Why isn't it a davar shloi b'leilim? Because it's biyadei lifteise. Whenever it's biyadei lifteise, it's not called a davar shloi b'leilim. So here also, if you taka paid it, so it ended up bishusa. When it ends up with Shusai, so then it's Chal the Hekdesh and Mechir, he says L'mafreya. Because that's called Bishusai. Since you had a way to get a Bishusai, there's no son of Davish Shabbat. If the Pshat is you weren't paid it, so it remained in a Bishusai. It never became Bishusai. But if you were paid it, if you paid it back, so Kumtai, so it became Bishusai, then it could work as if it was Bishusai all along. Because there's no son of Davish Shabbat, because it's Biyad Liftaisai. That's the Eitik. That actually says another kasha. If it's Eine Bishusai, so what's the Pshat Kedusha Guf works? Right? We explained very good with Taiz and Gidnaf Memem and Beis. That's if the old it is Bishusai. He has the right to make a Mechira. Navas. You could collect it because you're right. If I did a Mechira Schal. But now you still have a Schus. So the Lekech doesn't have more than the Leiva, the Mechir. So well, just like the Leiva couldn't stop the Malva from taking it if he doesn't pay him back, who didn't look at, can't stop the Malva from taking it because the field is Meshubit. So then we explained very nicely that Kedushas Aguf is a Chalei Sisser, and the Chalei Sisser is nothing you could do, it can't be Paka. Mashenke and Kedushas Daman is a Mammon. So Mela Hektish never gets the Mammon, and the Malva could take it. But according to Rashi, the Pshat is, it's a din of Einer Bishusai, the Mechir is not Chal. So how does it work by Kedushas Aguf? So the Ksai says, Amir Dika Chiddush, that the din of Shnei Melech HaKdisha, the din of Zelefi She'enah Shalai V'Zelefi She'enah Meshusa is only by Kedushas Daman. The Pasuk is Ishki Akdish is Beisai, Ma Beisai Shalai, Ma Beisai Meshusa, Avkol Meshusa, Beisai Kedushas Daman. Kedushas Aguf, it could be Chal even to She'enah Meshusa. I guess, Kumtais, if someone steals your animal, you can make it into a carbon, even though it's She'enah Meshusa. I saw in the Meluya Cheshin and the Ksayis Cheshin, it brings from the Rabbi Sulpanovich, that the Svar is like this. Eine Bishusai means I can't transfer it to someone else. I can't transfer the ownership if it's not Bishusai. But Stam to make a Chalais, I could. Kedusha Kuf is a Chalais. That works even if it's Eine Bishusai. Kedusha is dumb and that's a transfer of ownership, that you need Bishusai. Now, Rabbi Sulpanovich has also Mayrach about it in the beginning of Simon Lamites. He wants to know like this. He wants to know, why did Rashi need this Yisayid that you can't sell it, you can't be Makdash, because Eine Bishusai, you can't make a Mechira? Why didn't Rashi learn that you made a Mechira, but still, the other one can be Gaivit? Elamai, Rashi seems to hold that if the Mechira is Chal, it's too late. Even a Mechira, even Kedush is Daman. The Yisayid, why it doesn't work, is because it's not Chal altogether. It's Eine Bishusai. If it would be Chal, there'll be no way for the Malva to get it, because it's too late. It doesn't belong to you anymore. But he says, you see, not that way. Because you see, when the Malva and the Leva dies, you get it from the Yusayman. By the Yusayman, there's no that of any Rishusay. Yerusha is Chal even by any Rishusay. So the fact you collect it from the Yusayman, you see that you still could collect it even though it got transferred to someone else. So why didn't Rashi say that by the Lekech? Why did Rashi need a new Tam of any Rishusay? Typically, I have a Shibud. Elamai, the Shibud doesn't work when it goes to someone else, so why does it work by Yusayman? So Rizal Chan says, Amari Diketeritz. He says, you know why it works by Yisayman? Because Yisayman are considered to have a Shibud Aguf. It's like, well, you say, he says from the Tumim, by Yisayman is considered like they owe the money. Now, if they didn't inherit any money from the father, they don't owe the money. But if they inherited money from the father, if they inherited a Shibud from the father, that's considered a Shibud Aguf also. The real din is, he says, if you don't have a Shibud, if the person who owns the Chavis with the Shibud and the Chasim doesn't have a Shibud Aguf, you can't collect from him. Shibud and the Chasim is only when the owner has a Shibud Aguf. It's like an Arif. If there's no Leiv, there's no Arif. By Yisayman, they have a Shibud Aguf. As long as they got money from the estate, they have a Shibud Aguf. A Lekeach, you can't say that. That's why Rashi has to say by a Lekeach and by a Hekdish, it's not the Pshat that you could collect it because you have a Shibud on it. No, that alone is not enough. The reason why I collect it is because the Mechir is not Chal, the Hekdish is not Chal, because Einav Yishusay. You sign them, you can collect, because they're considered a Shibud Aguf. But a Lekeach and a Hekdish, that's not considered a Shibud Aguf. So this is what the Delech Emuch learn. Reb Shimon Shkop and Merachas Kenim Simon Yudeis, he doesn't want to learn that way. There are a lot of kashas, and like we're saying, they answer the kashas. We already spoke about a few kashas. Then how come, if it's Einav Rishusa, why does it work if he pays back? Why does it work? So we said, Reb Shakras Ablaibs Kashe Efta, it's Beyodah Lefteisa, it works as Davish Lebelaylam. There's a kasha, why does it work by Kedusha Zaguf? The Taisa Kedusha Zaguf doesn't need Rishusa. There's a kasha. So how come by Yisayman, the Yerusha works in Sliya, can be a guy, but Yisayman is different. There are a lot of terutzim. But Reb Shimon Shkop wants to say, Rashi doesn't really mean Einav Rishusa. Rashi means Mamash the same Yisaydis Taisus. Einav Rishusa just means he has the Lekeach to give the Lekeach and Hekdish more than he has. Just like but again, his din, the Malva is a skus in Mefkiyat, the Malva is going to have that same skus when it comes to the Lekeach and Hekdish. It just doesn't mean the din, partially the din of Einav Rishusa. Rashi just means like Taisus and Gidin. A little bit hard to read it in the Rashi, but that's what Reb Shimon Shkop says.